This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Colorado's Independent Ethics Commission is not bound by the state's open records and open meetings laws. CPR's Natalia Navarro reports.
An appeals court ruled that the commission is set up outside those laws' jurisdiction. Voters created it to look into and rule on misconduct by state officials. The new ruling comes in a lawsuit the mayor of Glendale filed after the commission refused to release documents about meetings where it discussed a complaint against him. The Colorado Freedom of Information Coalition says the commission adopted its own records policy 2 years ago, which was opposed by Colorado journalism and transparency groups. I'm Natalia Navarro, CPR News.
The state attorney general is accusing a mobile home park owner in Fort Morgan of voter intimidation. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
Edward Bernie Pagel hand-delivered notices to his tenants earlier this month, warning of rent increases if Democratic nominee Joe Biden won the election. The notice also told tenants that if President Trump won re-election, he wouldn't raise rents for up to 2 years. An assistant state attorney general sent a cease and desist notice to Pagel and warned him this appeared to be voter intimidation under state law in the form of economic coercion. Pagel has until Friday to respond. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Coming up on the program, senators question Twitter, Facebook, and Google CEOs about their responsibility for user posts. Then, for years, U.S.-based human rights groups watched elections abroad. Well, this year, some are turning their attention to the U.S. election. Those stories are next on All Things Considered. Also coming up, political campaigns and parties work hard to get the vote out, and they often craft specific messages for minority communities.
This platinum plan is fantastic for the black community. Why wait till election time? See, that's kind of hypocritical, and it makes us feel like they just want the vote.
How the presidential campaigns are trying to reach minority voters in Colorado. CPR's Caitlin Kim has our story that's coming your way in 10 minutes here on All Things Considered on CPR News.